I don't know how long I've been here. I don't even know where I am, or who I am. Sometimes. Most of the time I remember my name, Michelle. My name is Michelle. But sometimes it's like I just forget. I'm not even sure if my name was always Michelle. I have a vague memory of somebody calling me Mary. Perhaps it was just a dream, but I don't seem to dream anymore. I can't remember the last time I slept. It all started on a Tuesday. I racked my brains 1,000 times, but I can never remember that day, the year, or even the month. But it was definitely a Tuesday. I think I was on my way somewhere nice, possibly a party. I don't remember. Maybe it's just something I made up. It was dark, and I was the only one driving along the road. I was humming Mary Dotes. It's always been my favorite song, and suddenly I just lost control of the car. The wheel spun around like a billy-o, and I just crashed right into the hedge by the side of the road. I don't know what happened. I'd been driving for months by that point. Luckily, or unluckily, I survived. I leapt from the car just before it rolled, but the car itself was ruined. The windshield was shattered. There were bits of engine stuck in the hedge from where they had flown from the bonnet, and the whole thing was upside down. It was cold. Possibly it was winter. And all I was wearing was a pink party dress with a pattern of tiny bluebirds on it. I loved that dress, but it wasn't very warm. I stood by the side of the road and shivered, praying that somebody else would drive by soon. To my surprise, someone did, round about 10 minutes later. A young man, he looked about 20, came driving by and stopped the moment he saw me. "Hello," he said. "Are you all right?" "Only your car isn't. I don't suppose I could give you a lift?" I nodded gratefully and got into his car. He started driving again, but just as we got round the corner, he swerved as if skidding on ice, though it wasn't that cold, and hit the hedge. Like with mine, his windscreen was smashed, but he wasn't unlucky enough to be thrown through it. I think he broke his neck. I just had time to catch a glimpse of him lying in the field behind the hedge, his head lolling, before I blacked out. When I awoke, I was back here, standing by the remains of my car, standing by the side of the road in my party dress and driving gloves. I've been standing here ever since. Time goes by, of course. The leaves on the trees grow, redden and fall over and over in an endless cycle. While I don't seem to change, my clothes do. Most of my recent outfit is what I think is called a t-shirt with some blue trousers. My accessories change too, from driving gloves to a handbag to a rucksack and this. I don't quite know what it is called. It's small and flat and shiny, and when I press the button on it, shapes appear. I think it's some sort of communication device. Maybe somebody out there will one day read this. My clothes and personal items change, but I am still 21 years old. My hair is still honey blonde, and my skin still smooth. But even if I don't know how long I've been here, I know that by now I should be an old toothless hag, not a young girl still in the blossom of youth. If you are reading this, know that I don't want this. In my head, I scream at every driver who picks me up just to leave me here and drive off as fast as they can, but my lips just say thank you. I've been waiting here for ages, and my feet step into the car against my will. I sit in the back. Sometimes I chat with the driver. Sometimes I am silent. Each time it ends up the same way, with screams, swerves, and a broken neck. Each time I end up back here. Each time I cry. "You know," one driver said, a nice man, about 45, who introduced himself as Ed. "They call this road the Widow's Road because of all the crashes. Over 100 crashes on this very road just in the past 10 years. They were talking about it on the... I wonder how it felt to say that and then to immediately feel your car lose control and crash. I wonder if, in the few terror-filled moments before he died, he believed he'd somehow jinxed himself. After all, he'd have no reason to suspect me. Nobody knows I exist. I'm never found at the scene of the crashes, never seen by the police crews or grieving family members. It's like I fade away into the background. Ever since the day I stopped here, the only eyes that have ever seen me are the eyes of the dead. Sometimes I wonder if my family ever had a funeral for me. If I ever even had a family. I don't know why the road chose me as its bait. I don't know why I'm here. But I know that any home I had is gone. Any family I had are dust. There's nothing left for me now. I'm hitchhiking to nowhere. That's why I'm writing this. I can't save myself, but I can save others. Please, if you see a young girl with blonde hair standing by the side of a widow's road next to the remains of a crash car, don't pick her up. Just drive on by.